At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're going to take a moment to give you the radio station to put forth any propaganda you'd like.
Okay, maybe not any.
No, it's something we call convince us it's cool. Like, is there a show we should be watching? Is there something we should be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a Reddit thread that I saw, and it was like, you don't understand how great solo traveling is. And I'm like, you could not physically convince me that that's cool.
Is that because you can't be alone with your thoughts for 24 hours a day?
Thank you. Yeah. You get me, right?
Yeah, I totally get
it. We're the same person when it comes to that.
And I could never go to a new city and be like, this is fun alone. I'd be sitting there like, I have so much to do when I get home.
But would you also like be sitting, like, because you are, this is going to get personal between Eric and I. If you see somebody sitting alone, you think they're sad, pathetic, whatever.
Gosh, yeah.
And you would be projecting that on yourself. You'd be, if I'm going to be sitting at this little cafe by myself and everybody's going to think I'm sad and dejected and alone.
You know, I actually don't think that often when I'm alone, but now I
You don't? So you project that on everybody else, but not yourself?
I don't go do much alone.
Oh, there it is.
Other than like
codependent.
Yep. Right. A little bit codependent. Like, I'll go run errands alone, but I'm not going to like go sit and have lunch alone.
No way, right?
Take it home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I have literally bought a Lego set, gone to a park, and just built it by myself. It's so nice.
Why wouldn't you build that at home?
So sad.
No, I had a blast.
Of walking. And I get that. I get it for you. But the thought of walking around a park and there's just like a cute girl building a Lego set alone. I'm like, who hurt her?
But it also seems like she's fishing. Because a Lego set's a boy thing. So it's like she wants a boy to come sit with her.
It's not a boy
Legos
thing.
I know you're not. But like,
Legos aren't for boys.
I didn't.
You said Legos are a boy thing. They're not. But they're gender neutral.
Statistically.
Would you like to check the demographics of who buys Legos?
No.
Great. I mean, yes,
it's
everyone
like me
can build
in
them.
The park or something. It's right. Like, well, men knit. Okay.
You know, my fiance's the one who taught me how to knit.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Your grandpa did?
My fiance?
Oh, your fiance. I was like, wow. Sorry, I was laughing at TAC and I just heard the end.
By the way, I need my beanie.
Oh my gosh, we have a beanie for you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Anyway, so.
Legos are for girls. I changed my
mind.
Yeah,
there we go.
You give me that beanie.
We might take one call. If you really want to convince us that solo traveling is cool, but I don't think like that's off the table right now, but like something else. I mean, Aaron would solo travel already, but like
half the show I've convinced already. Slacker's on board. Yep. Ladies, when are you going to bidet up? When are you going to,
we have it set up. My toilet is set up. For
you
it.
Have one or you don't?
We have, I don't use it.
It's set up, but you don't use it.
Yeah. Like I just do the normal stuff.
The dirty stuff.
Has TAC done the thing to you?
I hope not.
Come in the other room.
You would know.
You've been
What's
here long
the
enough.
Thing?
Ask her the question.
Okay. If you got poop on any part of your body, would
say
you,
on your arm.
On your arm.
Yeah.
Would you wipe it with a piece of toilet paper and then go about the rest of your day? Or would you bring in some higher?
Would you wash it off?
Yeah. Would you use water?
Yeah. I would use water.
You okay, would. Good.
Hmm.
We
but
were
women
unsure.
Don't. Poop.
Poop? Oh my God.
So this is a non-issue.
That's more of a boy thing.
Yeah. Like Legos. Like okay. No, you have to. I'm with TAC. If you're listening and you haven't bidet'd, bidet up.
Please.
And yes. I will tell you this. In my brain, I was like, this is ridiculous because I know the plumbing and I'm like, it's going to be cold water. That's going to be like a shock to the system.
It's a nice shock.
It weirdly, it comes out so fast, it feels warmer because it's like just thwacking you in the...
No, I think I'm good.
You get a little lift sometimes.
It's...
Whoa.
I do not need to know anything else about your bathroom habits.
Please, for the love of God, will you just bidet up?
No,
Get your wave.
Oh, my God. Girls.
303-222-5423. Text in if you want her to bidet up.
That's a weird thing to ask them to text in
no,
about.
No, but I mean, we're going to... But like... We're doing convinces it's cool. If you already have one at your house, there's not a learning curve. You just got to go home and go.
But I got to figure out how to turn it on. And my fiance's like, I can't show you unless one of us is sitting on the pot.
Yeah. Well.
That's not the kind of relationship we have.
You don't have to look. He would have a towel over himself and just like. You don't want to be the one sitting. You can't let him see your face the first time. you can film it.
I don't like the sound you're making, and I don't like the face you're making when you make that sound.
So, catch the wave. All right. We're giving you the radio station right now. Call us with anything. Shows, bidets, anything you've got. Convince us it's cool. 303-222-5423. Stop typing bidet up. And now either call us with your story or text it in.
My gosh. Well, this one says Skyline Chili.
I saw that and I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
I've never tried it.
Does anybody in the room know what it is?
No.
Don't know either, Tiak? Mm-mm. This feels very Tiak.
Because is it a Midwest thing or something?
It's a Cincinnati thing. Ooh. So I haven't tried it either, but I think it sounds amazing. It's just chili over spaghetti.
What?
Sounds awesome.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
Why are you all upset?
I don't know, because even a corn or like what do you call it? A chili dog. I'm not down with that.
I love a chili dog.
Mm-mm. Too much.
Yeah.
I need
like
to bidet my
dog?
Face.
Yeah.
You don't like a chili dog. No. You don't like a chili dog.
Chili dogs are for girls.
Say it again.
What? Chili dogs are for girls. You know what? Yep. You can't have them.
And good. Have them. It's just so messy. And you're not adding enough to the...
There's always too much. It's like, I like ketchup on the hot dog, but I don't want it smothered in ketchup. It's like, maybe just like a little sliver of it. Yeah.
Chili? Like, you want a line of chili?
Maybe.
No, I want a line of ketchup, but like the chili dog, you make it so saturated, it becomes a fork. A hot dog
is a
handheld food.
But it's not a hot dog. It's a chili dog. Okay. No, fork and knife chili dogs. That was my childhood.
So chili over spaghetti.
Chili over spaghetti. And it does say that Cincinnati style chili has a little bit more of like a sweet profile, a little bit more like nutmeg. And then it's served over spaghetti topped with cheese, onions, and or beans. I think it sounds great.
Yeah, I'd try it.
That really finely shredded cheese.
There are times when Erica starts talking about food that I actually get frightened that she's going to bite one of us.
Yeah.
She's just like, she gets feral.
I realized
feral.
I was doing, you know what I mean? It You're in like, that moment. But you know that cheese when it's shredded so finely that it's like soft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Asiago cheese.
No, that you want it cheddar on top of your chili dog? Chili cheese dog. Okay.
I just read another one from this thread that got us started, and it was said soy sauce in mashed potatoes. And may I don't want to say this in case any of y'all come over for Thanksgiving other than Tiak, because he hates Thanksgiving because he's a communist.
So he won't come over?
No, because he's like, I don't like the food. I don't get it.
Oh. I don't.
Are you inviting us over for Thanksgiving?
Sure. You want to come?
I'm going to be out of town.
There it is.
I'm kind of busy that
day. I might try the soy sauce and mashed potatoes, but I have put Parmesan cheese in mashed potatoes, and you don't tell people, and they're like, they have the perfect amount of salt, and there's just something kind of thicker and creamy, and you're like, I'm telling now, it's Parmesan cheese.
Just a little bit?
Sort of an off-putting amount. Okay. Because it's got to be enough that you can taste it, but it's also white, so it's just like...
And it kind of just melts in.
Uh-huh. Wow. I'm not talking like the shaky cheese. I'm talking real... Parmesan cheese, like shaved Parmesan, or the thinly, like you're talking about.
I will tell you what is cool.
Yeah.
The shaky cheese.
The shaky
spaghetti with shaky parm on top, just crappy parm. Yes.
If you can get Erica to make that face with your call. Yeah.
Or that hand motion.
Okay.
Convince. census. It's cool. It can be food. It can be shows. It can really be anything. A lifestyle, even. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Playing a little game we like to call Convince Us, It's Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the last things we were talking about, Erica is the only person in the room who seemed to know what it was.
Oh, Skyline Chili.
Gross.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Well, someone said it's a sweet chili. It has cinnamon in it.
Mm.
So I might be out on it. But I'm open to trying it. Someone else said, try it, Erica. It's less scary than a bidet.
Can anybody can anybody convince me to eat bacon and waffles? No, I'm sorry. Chicken and waffles?
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't want fried chicken. I want it crispy. So yeah, why would I want syrup on it?
It still stays crispy, just like waffles stay.
Yeah,
crispy.
It's like, it's, you know what it's like? Hot honey on pizza.
Yeah.
It's like the same.
But I put a little bit of honey on pizza.
Great. Put a little bit of syrup.
But I put a lot of syrup on waffles. But so if there's a bunch of syrup on top of my chicken.
Why don't you take the chicken off, put syrup on, put the chicken back on, and then there's just a little syrup on your
You
chicken.
See how many moving parts there were? I'm not doing chicken and waffles.
Lazy.
I'm sorry. Oh, here we go. Here's somebody who's had Skyline Chili. Thomas?
Jai.
Jai.
Tell us about Skyline Chili, Thomas.
Well, Skyline Chili is, well, disgusting. It's basically...
There we go.
What exactly is it?
It's pureed meat and like a chili sauce, okay, but they loaded up with cinnamon.
Now,
yeah, somebody said that in the text. So it's... Wait.
Is it over spaghetti still?
Yeah, oh yes, definitely. And,
weird.
It's,
I like the spaghetti.
It's not good.
I'm going to take my regular chili and put it over spaghetti.
Okay.
Well, my wife heard all about it, and so I bought 2 cans. I had to hunt it down. I found it. And we were so disappointed in it, we didn't even want to donate the chili to a food bank.
Wait, so there's a can of something
maybe
that says Skyline Chili on it?
Maybe the can is the problem. Like, well, we should
make it from scratch.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Well, if you make it from scratch, that's fine. No. However,
What I'm really confused about is the fact that, like, the other day we were talking about chili and dipping a cinnamon roll in it, and we were all into it.
Yeah, I would eat that.
Mm-hmm. But, like, now if you just put cinnamon in the chili, now we don't like it.
Got it.
No,
right.
It's not good. And, you know, I'm a chef.
Okay, dude.
So I'm open.
You're not convincing us it's cool at all. You're convincing us.
Opposite.
Thomas, while we have you, how do you feel about shooting water in your butt?
Okay. You can't just ask
people
that.
I have a friend that just bought a bidet, and he swears by it.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. If you've used it, you swear by it.
Yeah, but it's often men.
No. I have a neighbor, and he and his wife came over, and then he went to my bathroom, and he was like, honey, go in the bathroom. And she's like, what? And he's like, we have them in everything. And he's like, they book their vacations only at hotels that have bidets.
Wow, what's it like to be rich?
My wife and I are going to Europe, so I'll definitely try one.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hit us back. Bring some Skyline Chili with you. Thanks for the call, man.
Try some beans on toast. It's so good. Anyways.
Beans on toast?
Yeah.
Food in other countries, especially Europe. Like, my friends came back and were like, oh, we had blood sausage. And I'm like, what?
So good.
What are you talking about? What?
You could name it anything.
Yeah, you just like what you- yeah, call it anything else.
Yeah.
Richard?
Yay.
Convince us that it's cool. What's yours?
Bacon spaghetti.
Okay. Are we just on a spaghetti?
I've got a couple texts.
But what is bacon spaghetti?
You just chop up a pound of bacon, fry it up, add tomato sauce, put it over spaghetti.
I'm not mad.
Growing up, my aunt used to make it. It's amazing.
I am not mad.
I feel like I need more. Starter.
No, it's
like base.
Perfect, just like it is. You gotta try it.
I was thinking more of like a carbonara that has bacon in it. It's really good, but that's always a light.
Is it really bacon or is it like prosciutto or something?
It's the other one.
No. I make peas with it.
Pepe?
No.
Prosciutto? I don't know. It's really irrelevant.
Pancetta.
There
it is.
Pancetta.
I was gonna get it. Thank you. I don't think I'm gonna try that. Here, let me just say this. With my Italian meats, like the beef, you want it. This is a weird word, creamy almost. Like a meatball has so much other stuff in it that it's almost like the meatballs in SpaghettiOs where you just like, you don't have to have teeth. You can just shove it against the roof of your mouth and it goes like.
Look who's thinking about SpaghettiOs now.
I'm
you know
just...
what? I'd like to convince everyone is cool. SpaghettiOs with meatballs.
That is
the big can. You all to yourself. No further comment.
Okay. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
Nine.
Time once again for news or nope.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
I don't know what's going on in this room, but I don't feel like you guys are using your nopes enough.
I'll be honest, I forget about it.
I like hearing the news.
Yeah.
Oh.
Me too. Right.
I think I'm the only one who's used it this week.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was more symbolic at the end.
It was.
Already given the
She'd
story
already gotten her whole stupid story out. So
actually, you guys talked over the whole thing. So.
Yeah.
Ooh, a new strategy, perhaps?
When you're out of nopes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. Don't worry, because 100 days until Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo! But don't worry, because in 34 days, the PSL
this would be the
is
time,
coming
America.
Back.
Nope. I hate using it. I especially hate silencing a woman.
But why are you? I know
I
this
just,
is. You just don't like.
100 days?
Yeah, it's too soon. You're right. I'm
and
with
also,
you.
And also, in only 34,
you.
We're like, you know what time it is? PSL time. No, it's not. Wait till September. What's 34 days?
I was going to say.
No, she can't. You dumped it.
August 26th. That's all. That's in 34 days.
Okay, wait till late September. Do you remember? Good evening. I'm
hack.
Losing my brain. No, this
hack.
Is a good one. Good evening.
Let's hear her at the beginning.
This is for all the women listening right now.
Uber she, ones you have dead. In silence.
The ones I have in silence. So, Aaron, you're out.
Aaron, you still have one.
Yeah.
But Uber is now allowing women to request female drivers. And this, I think this is great for safety.
Why was that not a feature from the
it
beginning?
Absolutely should have been. But yeah, they're just working to make their platform better for women, which then makes it better for everyone. And
do you feel like Lyft was already there?
Did they pass the thing where they're allowing cameras or requiring cameras? You remember
that
was a thing?
Because wasn't there a Lyft Pink?
Lyft? No, that was just like a subscription service.
Oh, it was?
Lyft was known for better background checks. There was a service for a bit that was merely for women. I think it was called like Chariot. And it was literally...
So much better.
Female drivers for female passengers, and that was it. But now you can put a preference. They can't guarantee they'll get you a female driver, but they will try their best.
But only for women. Like, dudes can't be like, yeah, I want a girl.
Absolutely not.
Stupid. No, here's in full disclosure. We've all been in an Uber and the driver overshared, right?
Yeah.
They start telling you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had... an Uber driver just, and he was, it, this is the worst. He was like in a PT Cruiser, which is pedophile mobile adjacent. And he was like, I just love working the Friday 1 a.m. shift, man. The girls are so drunk. And I'm just like, dude, this is the grossest thing.
Yeah.
He's like, I just work downtown. It's all you do is pick up drunk chicks. And I'm like, gross, man. Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Like this,
no
this
tip
is
for you.
Genius. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, oh God.
Because there's just, whenever I'm riding alone, there is always an extra level of like heightened awareness.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like you can relax in the car.
But you do the share your ride, right?
Oh my God.
Like tell everybody. It's like everybody, this I'm in this car.
Yeah.
Here's his license number. Here's a screenshot of his face. Okay.
Maybe not quite that far, but okay. Yeah.
I would.
Good evening.
Good evening.
53% of Americans have admitted that they've done this as an adult.
I saw it. I can't chime in.
Okay.
Well, 53%. Oh, this is too isn't hard.
Mm-hmm. You would probably do it.
Yeah, it's something.
Am I doing it right
keep
now?
This in mind the rest of the summer.
Can I do it
that's
in here?
My hint.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
He good.
I hate it that Erica knows what it is. 53% of people.
Of adults.
Yeah. This is something you normally do as a kid, but people do it as adults.
I've done it.
I have also
You've done whatever this is?
Yep. In fact, the Slacker Show research team has delved deeper into the numbers and found out that 47% of adults are lying when it comes to this.
Do you think...
100% of people have done this as adults.
Let me ask you this. Do you honestly believe I've done it?
Yes.
Do you think Aaron's done it?
Without a doubt.
Do you think Aaron's done it?
Yes. Yes.
53% of adults have done this, and
I'm leaning, because you said adults, I'm leaning towards like drinking in the pool or like...
I'm doing pick your nose.
Oh.
Did you stay in the pool?
What? It's just summer activity. Pool is right there. Liquid in the pool is almost there.
Are you saying peed in the pool?
Peed in the pool!
53% of people.
Woohoo! Give it up for peeing in the pool, everybody.
Tucker, you've done it.
Yeah, you've done it. Come on.
I've peed in lakes like I get paid for it. Peeing in the pool, as a kid, never went to pools. As an adult, I don't think I've peed in the pool.
I don't believe you.
You guys...
Why?
I can hold my pee. That's so gross. I'm in it.
But there's also
it's okay if you're in your own pee.
Yeah. MythBusters did the thing with peeing in the pool where it's like you actually don't smell the chlorine unless the urine's in it.
That can't be true.
I remember they had two different buckets, and one was smellier of bleach.
Interesting.
And it was like, that's the pee one.
It was already. What's the difference at that point?
Everyone else has already peed in it.
Let me walk
you through this. The first time I went to Mexico to an all-inclusive resort.
Maybe not at an all-inclusive.
I'm sitting at the...
all-inclusive.
I'm sitting and there's the swim-up bar, right?
Of course.
And there's like these four German dudes that I came to know later. Just, they're bellied up to the bar, literally bellied up. Super hairy backs. Like, it looks like four guys wearing sweaters in the pool. I'm like, wow, what are you doing? Okay. And me and my girlfriend at the time, we just keep looking over at them or whatever. And then I'd swim up to the bar and then I'd come back and get a drink. And then I'd go pee. And then I'd go swim up to the bar, get a drink, come back. And I'm like, those guys have never moved.
Yeah, they
At that moment, I decided I would never, ever do that. Huh. Never, ever, ever do that.
But you didn't know. You didn't know. It didn't smell. It wasn't yellow. Nothing that you had to piece at all.
It was warm right by him, but I just thought it was from them sitting there.
That's a perk. It's fine.
This is news or nope. You got to chill.
Yeah.
I just want...
Yeah. Nope me if you're so against
it. I don't have
coward.
A nope, but just explain to me. Everyone in this room has really done it as an adult.
Yeah, I have as an adult. I'm not proud of it, but I have.
Yeah. I'm not even ashamed of it.
I don't even get in the pool sometimes.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so last night, a photo popped up. What?
Just sometimes when you start talking, I just get so nervous.
You do. You do
I'm
get
so
nervous.
Scared.
Last night, a photo popped up on as I'm scrolling, and I thought, I bet you my fiance does not know why this is culturally relevant. So I asked him.
Oh no, there's going to be a test.
He did not know. I will tell you that right now. He did not know. And then I thought, I know Aaron knows who these people are, but would Slacker and T-Hack understand the cultural relevance of this photo?
Do you know what's going
to
happen?
I'm showing it to you now. I'm showing it to you now. I feel like T-Hack
obviously.
Would.
So obvious.
He's looking nervous.
It is crazy because literally they all have different hair colors.
Yes.
And I think that kind of tricks people.
Can you pass? I can't see it. Do you trust me to look up close? I won't scroll or anything.
There's nothing weird in my
phone.
Don't
scroll right three times.
Oh my God.
It's always three photos away, man.
I will tell you, it's a photo from a red carpet. It is three female celebrities.
It's obviously the cast of Hocus Pocus.
I think I do.
You think it's the cast of Hocus Pocus? You're wrong.
I was kidding, but from far away. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
From away, yeah. I had the same. I went, but I think it's something different.
Before T-Hack, before you guess, why are they all together on the red carpet?
It is a premiere for The Woman in the Middle.
Okay.
New movie.
Oh, okay. And so the other two were just like supportive?
I think supporting. Yeah.
Can I see it closer one more time?
Just I don't want to say it if I'm wrong.
Get
it's
it.
Going to be embarrassing.
Slacker's definitely not going to get it.
I do think T-Hack has it. I think Slacker
could.
Will get it. Yeah.
Here's the fun thing.
Do you know?
This happens to me all the time.
What?
Like, because you guys will be sitting here going, did you see Olivia Munn did this? And I'm like, I don't know who that is. I've heard her name, but if you offer me $10,000 and like 8 women, I would not pick her out. I know I'm supposed to know who those people are. I don't know any of those
people. You don't even know who the one in the middle is.
I don't know any of the...
You do not know who this is.
Oh my gosh. Can I give you... Can I say a quote?
Wait, I want to hear T-Hack's guess.
Okay.
Before. Come on.
Can I name the person in the middle? I know. Yes. I know that.
Say your name.
It's Lindsay Lohan in the middle.
Yeah. That's Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah. Okay, also...
Holy God, did she get hot?
Lohan...
She came out not too long ago and said, yeah, you guys have been saying my name wrong. It's Lohan.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Yeah.
Wait, oh, my
God. She claimed it was like...
Oh, because you said their hair colors were weird.
Yeah.
So the redhead on the end isn't normally a redhead.
Yeah, I mean, not in the... Okay, Tia, what's your question? Okay. Or what's your guess?
Are the two on the end, are they Elle Woods' friends in...
Oh, no!
What are you doing?
I thought they were Elle Woods' friends in...
Did you think that Lindsay Lohan was part of Legally Blonde?
See, this is why I didn't want to guess. I was like, you idiot. What's wrong with you?
Like, but now knowing it's Lindsay Lohan...
Can I give a quote?
Lohan, give the quote.
Hold on, let me just say this real quick.
That looks like the friend in Come to Legally
my
Blonde.
Level of stupid, okay? Nobody's being mean to me because I was just dumb. I was dumb on the deeper level.
It's the effort. Why did I try?
So you tried, and now you're getting spanked.
Who is he even referencing in Legally Blonde?
Her roommates at the very beginning where she's got the two friends.
But why would Lindsay Lohan be involved with that, Lohan?
I don't know.
All right, Slacker, do you have any guests knowing that's Lindsay Lohan? Lohan!
Is there a new Freaky Friday or something?
There is.
It was on the red carpet of Freakier Friday.
Mm. Okay. So they're there to support her because they want... Be in the
don't do it. Don't guess. It's not fun.
Let me see.
Let's let Aaron do this quote that she's been dying for.
Let me see. I know how to fence and you don't. Or I have class and you don't. Take your pick.
Mean Girls?
I know that's got to be from The Parent Trap because they fence in there
ding,
in that movie.
Ding,
but I don't know who they are
ding.
From the
you
movie.
You are looking at Annie/Hallie, Chessie, and Meredith Blake.
Okay. All reunited.
They were in The Parent Trap?
I'm going to post this picture on our stories.
Maybe Next Level Stupid doesn't always work.
Yeah. Ask the men in your life the same question.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's other people's problems. OPP for short. I don't know what's wrong with me. What's happening today?
Today we have Amanda. She's got a big event coming up with her new boyfriend.
Ooh.
Yay.
But her history is...
Oh boy.
Coming into the present.
Okay, Amanda.
Yay.
What's going on?
I've been dating my boyfriend for a few months, and I have a good friend who's having a wedding. It's coming up soon. And the wedding is with literally everyone I was friends with in college, like my whole group.
Ooh. So fun.
Yeah. So fun, but there's going to be, you know, at least like 4, maybe even a few more guys at this wedding that I have slept with in my past.
4, maybe a few more. Look, no judgies.
Thanks.
Why are you laughing at her?
I don't know. It's just, I love that we can just be all friends here or whatever. It's just, I'm sorry. It's just, it freaks me out when a woman admits things like that because we do live in a slut-shamey society.
Okay.
And I, like, you're just being super bold, Amanda, and it just...
It's not bold. We are normalizing it,
yep.
Right?
Okay, you're right.
There you go.
But I just start laughing when I'm uncomfortable because if that's your real name and you're not going for voice disguiser, this feels a
Who
little
cares?
Weird.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Unless her boyfriend's listening.
Okay.
Okay. Well, why would that matter? If it either doesn't matter, or why would that change it?
Ah! Look who found a loophole.
Why don't we let Amanda keep talking?
Okay, Amanda. So how long have you got a boyfriend that you're taking to the wedding? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. And my question is, you know, like my relationship is pretty new. It seems like too new to spring this information on him, even though it's all in the past. Like this was years ago. I don't even see these people. But I just don't know. He's coming with me. I just don't know how much I should tell him about the other guys at the wedding. Like, should I not say anything? Should I roll the dice and just hope nobody says anything if when they meet him?
Does this friend group party hard?
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's an important part of this.
That is a super, like...
Because no one, when they first shake his hand, is going to go, and by the way, I banged your girlfriend.
No.
But after drinks... 3, 4, 5, maybe more.
Yes.
Like the men.
You think so?
Yes.
Really? Or they're in a group joking about it and the boyfriend could be present?
Yeah.
I think there's just even subtle stuff that I think the boyfriend might pick up on. It's kind of like, you hug that guy a little. Like there's, especially once the drinks are flowing, it's kind of like, what was that? You used to date that guy? Oh, well.
But then it happens 4 more times.
Yeah. Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe it just happens to one and you could just go, yeah, and then that's not a big deal at all. Oh, yeah, I used to date that guy. Who cares?
I don't want to put you in a weird spot, but like you said, you don't talk to these guys anymore, right? But do you know about them? Like, are they single?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if any of them are single, you could be like, do you know what I'm saying? Because like you go to a wedding and you're single and you're kind of, it's like, oh, there's Amanda. I remember that night with Amanda.
Yeah, but then you see that she has a +1 and then you respect her.
Weird.
Like, I don't, to me, it's
have
so
you
weird.
Seen men, like, when they get hammered? You're telling me drunk men haven't hit on you in front of your boyfriend, any boyfriend.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. It's happened to.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you.
Slacker.
It's interesting Aaron said you respect her because I think they would. They don't respect your boyfriend. They don't know him. Who cares about that guy?
Yeah. And they're just going
it's very anti man. Men
are.
Yeah. TBT, that was really fun.
I know a couple of them have girlfriends, but I also know that some don't.
Okay, so. See, now I'm torn because it's like, okay, maybe the ones with girlfriends, they didn't tell their girlfriends, and then you told your boyfriend, and then
mutually
it comes
assured
up,
destruction.
And it's just...
Then nobody's going to talk because I don't want you to say that I banged you and like you don't want. So like
know,
we're just not
going
to.
If it still comes out and their girlfriends don't know, like we're just looking at a hodgepodge of angry women.
Okay.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. Call or text if you've been. I mean, this has got to be common, right?
I have had to do this.
I'm pulling up a chair.
Yeah.
When you join the show?
Okay, babe. No, I have a friend. I mean, we're kind of still friends. Who I had previous relations with.
Uh-huh.
And that person will be meeting my fiance. And so I told my fiance long ahead of the meeting because I just wanted him to let me know how he felt about it because I felt like lying about it would be way worse.
Oh, for sure. But I also don't think it has to be that big of a deal where it's like, hey, I have a past with that guy. Everything's fine. We're not interested. Like, right. I'm obviously with you. It's like, I don't think it's a big deal.
Except there are 4, maybe more.
Right.
Like getting confronted with a whole, like a plethora at once of people who've been familiar with your...
What were you about to say?
With your sig other.
Oh. Oh my gosh. I went somewhere way
weirder. Good God.
I'm so sorry.
What word would you have used, Amanda?
Amanda, were any of these guys serious? Like, did you date any of them? Or was it all hookups?
It was mostly hookups, but then one we dated for like 3 months. It ended.
The one situation I feel like you kind of have to tell. That's why I pulled.
But is there a statute of limitations at a certain point where it's like this was over a decade ago?
Right.
None of it counts
Thank
anymore,
you.
Right? At what point, or does that not happen?
I don't know. I'm just wondering, I just don't want my new boyfriend to get the wrong impression of me, and I don't know. I just feel like I'm overthinking it.
All right, so here are your options, and we're going to get lots of advice. Don't say anything. Roll the dice. Seems like a terrible plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because if it comes out...
You're banking on male drunk wedding guests to be mature.
and quiet.
Yeah. And that's a risky bet.
So then tell him all of it. Tell him some of it.
Mm.
Like, hey, there may be a guy who I slept with at the wedding.
And then
you're banking on only one of them being an idiot. And then it's like, oh, forgot. I slept with that guy too. If more than one came, I don't have the answer, but I know that other people have done this. I mean, Erin just seems like she would just go. Like, who cares?
Yeah. I have had this conversation with my current boyfriend.
You're like,
and it's fine because I have confidence in us.
You've told, you haven't kept it.
Correct.
Okay.
Same with him.
Okay. Cool. Love that.
I know that this is going to come as a shock to no one. My insecurity is strong enough mm-hmm. that to go, if I were seeing someone and I knew I was going into a room with at least four other men they've slept with, that would be hard for me.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It kind of was an ego blow, but then you just have to remember we are with each other. I love our relationship. I don't need to compare.
Hmm. But it's
yeah.
all right. Amanda, hang on. We're going to get some advice for you.
What if you're on the bad side of the comparison, which is that's where my insecurity comes in.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like I think it's a Shane Gillis thing, but it's like, here's one of my exes and he's a Navy SEAL. You're like, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
You start to go like, okay, that man's got no quit. Like, and I know that I don't have that,
but they're with you now. So what does it matter?
Exactly.
But you got to ask yourself, did he break up with her? Is she still thinking about...
It doesn't matter. They broke up. It's history.
I mean, they're with me now when that guy wasn't around, but now we're going in for the weekend and that guy's going to be around.
Thank you for being as insecure as I am.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Guys are stressing me out.
Sorry. All right. Or should Amanda just not go to the wedding? Okay.
That's not an option.
Okay. Amanda's about to see four, maybe more...
Sounds like definitely more.
...of her exes with her current... What should she do? How much information should she give her current before they go? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Amanda, who has a boyfriend. They're very happy.
I'm happy for her.
And they're thinking about going to a wedding very soon. Mm-hmm. Problem is, it's a bunch of her old college friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she has slept with four, maybe more.
And probably more.
Who will be attending the wedding. So the question becomes, how much do you tell your new boyfriend before you get there?
Yeah.
I uncomfortable situations.
But what's more uncomfortable, standing there lying, watching your boyfriend shake hands with someone, and you're like, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh, I hope nothing happens. I hope nothing comes up.
I just don't understand why everyone is taking it so seriously. It's a wedding with like people in college you hooked up with. It's right. Not like these are all people you got divorced from.
Right. No, and I'm saying, wouldn't you rather be honest?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
For sure.
Jordan?
Yai.
What do you think Amanda should do here?
I think you should absolutely tell the full truth. I think it's a lot worse getting caught in a lie later, especially with, like, I feel like the one person you're supposed to be completely honest with.
Yeah.
And I think he'll feel a lot worse if he finds out that you lied, or he'll be embarrassed if he finds out there. So I think just get it out on the table, and maybe if he doesn't like that side of you, that might be a different conversation.
Does she tell him it's four or more?
That's what I'm saying.
Or does she just say, hey, there might be a couple guys?
Just full everything. Like, does she have dossiers on each one of them? One of them's name's Chet.
What is a dossier?
Like a book with their photo and their current stats.
I don't think he needs photos. I think it's just, hey, there's a couple guys who are going to be there. And
I slept with them.
And it was in college, and I just don't want you to be surprised. End of story.
Yeah. And if that's not her anymore, you can say that was kind of a different side of me. You know, that's not really me anymore. But I think just be completely honest. It's a lot worse getting caught in a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot worse being the person being lied to, that everyone else in the room knows something that you didn't about your partner.
It's almost like an inside joke that you're the butt of.
Like a
yes,
fool.
Exactly.
Okay, but I have to ask Erica specifically this question.
Okay.
Because in some ways, you're as messed up as I am. when it comes to weird insecurities and
okay.
stuff.
Okay.
And this makes it less about slut shaming and everything else. Would you be comfortable if your fiance was like, you walked into a bar like in his hometown in Michigan yeah. and he's like, there's four, maybe more women that I've slept with in this bar. You'd be like, totally get it. It was the past.
I've met someone that he's been with. And it was, I actually really liked her. So,
but if there was all of a sudden, I'm saying an overwhelming number of women.
Did he warn me ahead of time? Because that's why, like, the warn ahead of time is good. It gives you a minute to go, okay, I'm prepared.
Yeah. Prepare and don't get caught off guard. And
prove your own point or our point.
No, I even being prepared, I don't want to be in a room. I know if you're with him, you know he slept with at least four people. You know that. You okay. know he slept with 20 people, whatever. If you know his number,
sure.
great. You just don't want to be confront, like knowing it and being confronted with it are two totally different things.
But when you're confronted with it, when you're ready, like you've been told, it's honestly no big deal. It almost becomes like a little bit of like a,
I guess we're not the same.
I got you, girl.
Yeah.
Like I know.
But I'm obviously more insecure than you.
We should work on that.
I know. We probably should. Thank you for the call. Brad?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
So my question is, it's her girlfriend's wedding she's going to. How many of those guys has her girlfriend slept with that she's got invited to the wedding?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me ask. Yeah, that is a fantastic question. My answer, if I was getting married to somebody from that college clique or whatever, I wouldn't invite. There would be no women that I slept with. You
really?
Cannot have people
from
you slept with.
You can.
It doesn't matter. You do not have people you slept with.
If you're still friends, mm-hmm. yeah, you can.
Yes, you can. I thought Aaron was saying you can't, and I was is unlike you. If you're in like a friend group and it is so the past, what does it matter?
Yeah, it's who knows? Either way, it could go either way, but...
It's irrelevant. Like,
her girlfriend's
it becomes
been with
irrelevant.
Brad, that is such an interesting twist to think of the broad... It's like, so then... In your college friend groups, you just have all like the yarn
yeah.
Venn diagram where like you slept and then you're still friends with that girl who
there
also slept with the same.
There is one specific group that I am not friends with. They were high school students and they have swapped everyone around and they've gotten married. And that whole group is still going on European vacations together. It is wild, but it works out.
I think it's normal if you've known people a really long time. And high school is a good example of it.
Thank you, Brad. On your holiest of holy days, the day you are
is looking, a wedding the holiest of holy days.
As far as your relationship goes, you're like, I want to look down the aisle, and my bride is coming towards me, and I look at her and think, "This is my forever." Obviously not, but this is my forever.
For soccer.
But I don't want to accidentally like dart my eye and go. But I've done that. Like you
and,
don't.
And what if, someone that you have slept with married like your best friend?
That is not. I'm not going to that wedding.
Why not? Don't you want to support
nuts?
Your best friend?
Like it can be so long ago that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, have you gone to the wedding of somebody you've slept with?
No. No,
right.
Absolutely
That's
not.
That's the correct answer.
I think they were more popular than we were.
Huh. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Time once again for the infamous, famous diary. Did we decide what was one of the, we wanted to kind of name her and we called her writer yesterday, but then
right.
some people were like, what was the thing that you said?
Someone
and then
right, call her DG, Diary
DG,
Girl.
Diary Girl.
Also Delta Gamma, but
oh my God.
Only if you're a sorority girl like me.
What did you just do?
Were
with
you
your
in
hand?
Delta Gamma?
No, but my mom and my sister were.
Why
I
do you have
be.
To do that?
What is
every,
that?
She's it's, doing a thing with her hand
yeah.
every time. This is almost like when you mention like marriage, she holds her left hand up immediately.
There,
like,
it's like a sailor's hat. DG girls know what I'm doing. It's like a backwards. Don't worry about it. We could call her DG. We also got some text that writer is perfect.
Writer?
Yeah.
That
author.
Makes me think of Flynn Rider.
Oh,
Eugene
so
Fitzherbert?
Eugene Fitzherbert.
Fitzherbert. There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
I do, yes. Okay. Dangled.
Let's just call her Ryder.
Okay, Ryder. Where did we leave off? They had boinked.
They had boinked. It was only okay. Mike. Then it was 2 weeks later, and she says she's in trouble, and she may be falling in love, but she doesn't want to fall in love because she doesn't want to get hurt. And by the way, she did not mention Mike's name once.
Mm. Right, because you guys, can you just, for 1 second...
No.
Like, I there's a couple things going on in this room that drive me absolutely bonkers. First off,
eating in the studio. I know. Oh,
your negative energy about her drives me crazy. It's just like,
it's not about
she doesn't want to have relations with him. It's just like, yes, she does.
We're looking out for her.
I don't think you are.
We're not wishing ill upon her.
I know, but you're always glass half empty. Always.
Okay, it's, Mr. Glass Half Empty.
I am that guy, and it's off-putting when I have to try to find the positive in this stuff.
His glasses are always empty, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Sorry.
That was good.
I think what it just drives me crazy because, and the other thing, she didn't say his name even once. At that time, she's just trying to get her thoughts out. You have to keep, like when you're writing a book, you have to keep going, Mike, lay his hands on her heaving bosom. Like, you have to keep saying the thing. She's writing down her thoughts, so she doesn't have to keep saying Mike. Like, you guys immediately were like, she didn't say it was him. It could be somebody
else.
And it's like,
I'm going to say is if this switches, I'm going to laugh hard.
Then you can laugh. But it's like in a week or whatever, she all of a sudden switched to a different guy.
It was like 17 days.
Right. It took her all the days before that to finally find a guy, to finally fall out of a chair, to finally get... He comes to the bank, all this stuff, to go on 17 dates with him before they finally slept together. But somehow in those 2 weeks, like she found somebody else and is in love with him. Or Occam's razor, it's Mike. Okay. She didn't have to write Mike.
Wait, should we get to the diary?
No, we don't have time. No entry today.
Okay, that's not true. So I'm going to go ahead and go. The last one was August 31st, and we have now jumped ahead. It is September 9th. Hmm.
Go ahead.
9-9.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
September 9th. Okay. I love this boy. Much worse things have happened than
God.
Me
who is
falling
it, guys?
In love.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Who is it,
Erica? Mike was a man.
Who could it be?
Not a boy.
I don't know who it is.
I'm not seeing a name, so we'll keep reading and see if it comes up. Much worse things have happened than me falling in love. Much worse. Much, much worse. Like my mom wanting to meet him. I only met him 2 months ago. Okay.
Oh, I'm accepting apologies
July, they
now.
They met on July 4th.
Okay.
I only met him 2 months ago and have been seeing him for like 6 weeks. I'm not ready to share him. I know I'm being silly about this. I don't care. We've gone out with Katie and Joe a few times. I've met some of his other friends and attended happy hours with his coworkers. These are things I'm okay with. Meeting my mom is not on that list. Mike hasn't even met Kim yet. Interesting. Her roommate.
Oh, so they're not boinking on her turf. They're boinking on his turf.
He probably
turf.
Lives alone.
Yeah.
Mike hasn't even met Kim yet. We always hang out at his place. Well, he has a yard and I can bring Elwood. That's her dog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over there. So why wouldn't we? And he has.
Oh, boy. We tell Erica to pre-read and then she's like, I don't need to.
He has. Jivo? It literally looks like J-I-V-O.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Do we have hold music or something? Yeah.
And he has Juno?
I think.
It's like he has a dog too? Is that what
they're saying? And it just says, he has blank, blank is awesome.
I hate to say this. There's a reason I don't think you understand what it is. Does anybody remember when you had to watch live TV or you had to shove a VCR?
TiVo.
He has TiVo.
TiVo is awesome. He has TiVo. Oh my gosh.
So that's why she likes his house. He has TiVo.
Okay.
Like, this is literally a time machine of a diary. His house is exciting because he has TiVo.
TiVo. Okay. But seriously, why would I introduce him to my mom when he hasn't met my roommate yet? It's cool that my mom always takes an interest in my life. I like that part. I'm really sick of her asking every time I talk to her when she's going to meet this guy you're spending so much time with. End quote. When are you going to meet this guy you're spending so much time with?
Okay.
You'll meet him when I'm ready for you to. three exclamation points.
Was that all in caps? Is that what you did? Okay.
Love you, Mom, but back off. End of entry.
Mm. All right, negativity crew. Bring it.
I'm happy for her and TiVo. They seem to be getting along well.
I want to know what happened, though. She was so like, after they had slept together and then just no.
Because it was the awkward first time.
Also,
you guys, it just got better. She,
like, say something about the other. Has there been other times? I mean,
obviously, in that 2 week period, they've been working it out.
Also, anyone ever start realizing it's going somewhere and then freak out?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
I almost didn't date my fiance.
Why?
Because we had been on several dates and I was like, he's way too nice.
What the hell?
And I was like, I'll give it one more date. And then I looked at him and I was like, oh no, I'm falling in love with this man. So actually, I get it, writer. After I didn't.
So, but that's just self-sabotage. So totally. Writer has that, clearly has that instinct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you do too.
Well, not anymore.
He's proven himself in the bedroom.
Okay.
All right. The next diary entry is tomorrow at this time.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't even know how to talk about this. In fact, I have a weird political thing, and this we don't do politics here.
Mm-hmm. You came in and I said, we're not talking politics.
I don't. How do I talk about this? Is anybody a next level troll about anything?
Like, are any of us in this
room? Like, do you just hate something so much that you like to troll people about it?
No, I think we have like fully developed frontal lobes or whatever.
Okay. And like, don't get me wrong, I do like, you guys aren't on TikTok and I don't know. Ash Trevino, I love all the trolls that go after her, but I do not.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly.
I do not want to get any hate, but I'm going to go ahead and give the phone number out, the text line, 303-222-5423. I have a Tesla.
Okay.
I love my Tesla. I don't give a crap about Elon, good Elon, bad. My car is so fast. I love my car. And I would just like to say that there are people, if you have an Yves Saint Laurent bag, have you researched every person who was in that company? It's like, you probably haven't. Like, we've just picking this one guy and we're mad at him, right? And maybe you're genuinely mad. I'm going to tell you, you're hearing.
A lot of people get canceled. I'll say that.
Yes. Okay. I'm driving to work today and I'm on the phone with a friend of mine who's a car head.
Okay.
And there is a diesel truck next to me and he revs his engine and the black smoke just covers my car. And I don't care.
Was he revving his engine like to poop on you?
I didn't think so.
Okay.
Because we're just next to each other on 225 trying to get into work. And it's just like, we just happen to keep getting next to each other and I'm not thinking anything of it, but it's like, and it's just like, plumes. And I've never seen this much smoke come out of a truck like that before.
Feels like the car shouldn't have passed the emissions test.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this, it's just, to me, it was ironic because I'm in an electric vehicle that isn't producing any emissions at that moment. The emissions are at a coal plant about 20 miles from here, whatever. And this diesel truck. And on the fifth time he does it, I mention it on my phone call. And this is what infuriates me, but I also kind of respect it. My car head friend says he's got the X145 thing on his truck. I'm like, what's that? He's like, it's a switch you can flip. So your vehicle, if it's a diesel vehicle, it will produce more smoke. And they do it to electric vehicles on purpose.
Get a life.
But that's real, one, you're an a-hole. Two, that's pretty cool.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Okay, you know what? Fine. Because this infuriates me because it's the same like, oh my God, that guy is such a big engine. It's loud. Who are you impressing? You're impressing Slacker.
No, you're not impressing me.
You just said it was cool. The girls in the room said it was dumb.
It was cool because he took his hatred
to that level.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't like the smoke part of it. I don't know how to put words to it. But T-Hack, I don't want to ruin the show, but sometimes T-Hack will say things just to get you guys so mad that you write in text. His lifeblood is your hatred.
I think yours is too.
I do not like reading negative texts. I want to be loved so bad. He likes negative stuff.
You want to be loved so bad, but you loved it when a guy hated you so much he was pooping bad.
Yeah. It's not that. I love his passion for being
an a-hole. Take your passion elsewhere. Do something good for the environment. Do something good for the community.
A charity.
Doesn't it make you, doesn't it impress you a little bit?
No.
That something exists.
Nothing impresses me less than a loud, stinky, dirty car.
Why did you assume he's doing it to impress you? Maybe he's doing it for himself.
Huh?
Oh,
that's what you guys always say wear makeup for ourselves. We don't do it to impress men. And now this is how you're not impressing women.
Yeah, Slacker maybe he's saying not that trying the car to. Guy, though, they do that for electric cars.
It is a thing that I don't know that it was invented for electric vehicles. I think it was invented for you're doing things. It's like for the stupid thing that you guys are talking about. How men just get sideways and go, rum, rum. They want their car to make that sound. And I'm like, I've never understood that.
That was so triggering to me. It's one of my least favorite sounds in the world. And you know what? My dog would agree. He runs home if we're on a walk and he hears that. So stop!
No, but why can't they understand what I'm saying? It's just
because you're like, I don't like being hated, but I thought this was kind of hot.
If you hate me enough to modify your vehicle, I don't like it.
That's embarrassing for the vehicle owner.
But it's still, it's kind of cool.
No.
Also,
are we just killing the planet with it?
Yeah, but we canceled each other out because my car, not killing the planet. All right. If anybody just hear me out. Just if you understand what I'm trying to say. Also, if you're a female and you understand, because I feel like all the...
Yeah, so the women are going to be like, you're energy so is, dumb.
I can't think of a thing that's like this, but it's like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman going back into the store and go, you work on commission? Big mistake. Mm-hmm. Her passion for revenge was such that she went back to the store that wronged her. This guy's passion against electric vehicles made him modify his vehicle.
Mm-hmm. He's chosen a side so hard.
Yes!
You kind of have to respect it.
Yes!
That he's gone so far on the ones.
Can I just tell you what energy all of this gives?
CP.
Small weenie.
Yes, small.
Okay. It's all small weenie.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm going to get something out of the way.
Okay.
You're engaged.
Yes. Yes, I am engaged. Yes, I am planning a wedding. Oh. I'm getting that out of the way now, and we're going to move on from it. Okay, everyone? Great.
Hold on. Do we all agree?
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, we need more personal information about you.
You know what? I do. On our meeting this morning. He learned a lot. I am enraged by something that's happening.
In this room?
No. You can now get a wedding dress for your laboo-boo.
Stop.
I can't with these things.
Does anybody have one?
No.
No.
I hate them.
Because we aren't children.
I know, but we are trendy.
Are we?
Right.
Yeah, they're very adjacent to something that I would be interested in. Because they've had
collectible.
These... Like the... who are the pop figure guys? Were the other guys?
Funko Pop?
Funko Pop. Those were really big. Sneaker guys are also into Funko guys.
And they're not going away. Because I just had to order four of them for my daughter.
My fiance has so many Funko Pops. Since we've moved, I haven't seen them. And that is by design. I said, I don't know where they are. I don't want to know.
Oh, did you do the thing?
No. They're in the home.
My ex-wife did that to me where if you don't like something, just in the move, that's the box that it's like, what?
No. He has them. I know he
You're
has
positive?
Them. I'm positive. And if he's listening
Erica
right now.
Erica Shea, did you get rid of his?
No, I did not get rid of them. I don't care that he collects them. I don't care that he spends money on them. I care.
Finish
that
it. When I finish it, he can't have them out though.
When I'm trying to have an adult, organized, beautiful home, I don't need Funko Pops or wedding dress wearing Labubus running around my house.
Okay.
I'm with her on it. You can have your own room.
Yeah, he has an office.
Yeah.
They're actually probably
Why does your crap get to be out in the main room?
My crap isn't. I guarantee you if I came to your house. I don't really have crap. And you know what? Maybe it's time.
Do you have Taylor Swift merch?
No.
Really?
Nothing that's up.
Okay.
Okay. But someday it'll be
and
up.
Frankly, I'd like to have my own office where I can have all that stuff up.
As you should.
But he works from home. So. But no, I want to go back to the little boo-boo.
Okay, sorry.
What's the deal?
I don't know. I've never got into the Funko Pops. They seem adjacent to that. Seems like
I love you for keeping it on Funko. Screw this little boo-boo crap.
No, I'm saying it just seems like we had that. What's the difference with this? It's just another collectible.
Onto your purse.
It's a collectible, just like Beanie Babies are going to be valuable anytime now.
Womp, womp, womp.
But Labubu is valuable now.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Aren't
they kind of rare?
There are some that people are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for.
Those people need a life.
If they have a life, they have that kind of scratch to throw around.
You know what? You're so right. And also, like, to love something that much, what a joy.
Because the ones that are going for, like, six figures... They make some that are life size, I think.
No, now we're into weird Furby territory.
No, it's like a full size. I think it was like I saw one
for your purse.
Like, no, it's like I don't know what you're doing.
Right? Are you
the full size one?
Boinking the Labubu?
Are they cute?
The life size Labubu doll sold for over $170,000 in a Beijing auction.
Thank you. Nailed it. So you want to take it back? Like
I want to take what? Back?
Like your hatred of Labubu. Like
no.
If you had something that was worth $170,000, you'd take it back. You'd be like, oh, now this craze is cool, and now I want a wedding dress. Cool.
I think it's weird. Okay. I wonder what's happening in people's brains that they're like, you know what my Labubu needs? I can't even say the word. My Labubu needs to get married, or ? Is the wedding dress to hook onto your own wedding dress on your wedding day?
I don't.
Oh.
Is that what? Oh. Oh.
We lost the plot.
We did a little. We did.
But I think Aaron has a good point. Did you ever have Beanie Babies growing up?
Yeah, but we played with them. We didn't like. Like they were
put
toys.
Them on your purse. This is the same.
No, but there's another level that like I don't know if you're too old for
where
it.
You wouldn't take the plastic off the little.
No. I mean American Girl.
Oh, of course I was an American Girl doll.
It's the same thing.
But we played with them. And we didn't think someday we're going to sell these.
These slobbered on matching outfit dolls.
Yeah, my sisters and I all had dolls that looked like us. Did anyone else?
Oh, my God.
Did you have them?
I did not have them, but they almost made one after me.
Okay.
Anyways.
What? No, we can't just.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was like in the final three.
Because there weren't. Well, there was Felicity. She had red hair.
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember.
Which part of you was...
Like, I don't know.
Were they making like a 90s baby one?
I truly have no idea. I have a very vague memory of
it. If you are Aaron's mom, could you call
Cheryl!
Cheryl!
Give us a buzz. Okay, but I'm just saying, you did that with... Why was it okay to buy dresses for your American Girl doll and not a dress for your Labubu?
I actually have a really good answer for you.
Well, we'll find out what that is.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I was a child. I was playing with, if.
Are you saying Labubu is strictly adults?
It's mostly.
I've seen mostly adults.
There we go.
Sorry, my outrage meter just turned on.
No, it's all like celebrities attaching them to their purses.
Yes.
It's not kids?
No.
No. Like if Tia's daughter was like, my Labubu, I'd be like, that's freaking adorable.
Oh.
Did you think that someone was buying a life-size Labubu for their child for $100,000?
I thought we were talking about Lululemon the whole time.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about baby names.
Are you expecting?
No, I'm just fat. God.
Slacker.
You never ask someone that, Aaron.
So rude.
I'm literally mad at every single person in the room now.
That didn't take long.
That's kind of what we're going for, I think.
All right, cool.
There's a woman who has offering her pregnant sister $500 to not name her kid, her unborn child, whatever her dream name is.
Right. So it's like if Erin was my sister and Erin was pregnant and she was like, I'm going to name the baby XYZ. And I was like, that's my name. Here's $500. Mm. I just felt like you explained it weird and I needed to clarify all that.
Okay. No, but it's like, if I was a girl and Tiak was a girl and we were sisters, like, let's go deeper into the wilderness of like, no, I think we got it. You want me to explain it one more time?
No.
So well, I'm not going to be able to recover.
So she wants to pay.
Yeah, she wants. Here's my point. I think people, I don't know which side of this I'm on because I have a friend who has a child with a very unique name and I'm not going to out anybody. Mm-hmm. Has a child with a very unique name and one of her friends just named the kid the exact same name. And it's like, that feels weird.
It is weird.
But also, kids, like,
okay,
so they could separate and one could live in Longmont and one could live in Greeley and they could both be named XYZ. That's true. And it's like, it's okay. Like, my name is Michael. I guess maybe it's because my name is Michael that I don't see territorially about names, because if you walk into any big room and go, Michael, you're going to get 20 plus guys to turn around.
Okay. And if I were pregnant, which I'm not, and I said, it's a girl, we're naming her Mia, how would you feel?
That wouldn't bother me. My daughter's 15. Your daughter is negative one.
If I said, T-Hack, it's a girl, I'm naming her Hazel. That's much closer in age then.
Would you be weird about it?
There's a little more history to that name too, right?
Yeah, she was named after my wife's grandmother. So we have just a personal connection. I would maybe ask, oh, what makes you like that name?
It would be weird.
Like, are you naming...
Really?
Yeah, are you naming your daughter after my daughter?
Right.
It feels like she hasn't accomplished enough yet to be put on that kind of
pedestal. But if she really just liked the name, like, I don't... Like, I guess... If you have a super unique name, then I draw a line. But like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. TX's real name is Tyler. Like, there's going to be other Tylers.
Aaron and Erica, lots of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. So,
we went through this when we were having kids and you kind of have a name in your mind and then you're at the park and then you hear someone go, okay, come on, Hazel, let's go. And you're like, oh, no, there's a Hazel.
What are you talking about?
But then you're right, because you're like, who knows what school? And also, they're older, and there are other Hazels. It's not, we didn't make it up.
My son is named Noah. The year my son was named Noah, what was the number one name that year?
Noah?
Yeah. Mm. The year I was named Michael, what was the number one name that year?
Probably Michael.
It was. Mm. And I don't think my parents, obviously, there was not a registry to go... Like, look it up, but they were just like, we're going to name him Michael. I was Gregory until the second I shot out.
Thank
That's
God.
That's what I was going to say is like, yes, you can totally have ideas of names, but I feel like not until you meet the baby.
I disagree with that.
I don't think you can.
You can look at a baby and be like, that's a Stuart. Or like you have it in your head the whole time.
If you've decided on Stuart, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you have to meet the baby. I popped out with red hair. I'm the only one in my family with red hair. And yes, my parents had ideas, but then they were like, nah, she's got to be named pretty much after Ireland. So they switched it.
Really? So they had another name. Do you know what it was?
I don't.
Weird.
I think Aaron's right. We did the same thing where we wouldn't even.
Your kids look different from the. I know, come but we had the name,
but we didn't tell anyone until they were born because of that
you
reason.
Never know.
Well. They come out and you get that motherly instinct. Just like that's no, it's wrong.
Kylie Jenner had named her son Wolf, and then changed it.
She did not.
She did,
and now it's Aries.
In utero. Yeah. She was thinking Wolf the whole time.
Well, it
and
was then, after named
birth,
Wolf.
The birth certificate.
She wrote
had
Wolf. On the paper.
Where have you been?
No, I don't pay attention to those people. Gross.
I tried to change my son's name to Wolf and I'm caught in the process.
Can I just, this is very strange. I think you don't know this, but I think I owe you an apology.
Oh my gosh, why?
Why?
Because what? I thought you were a complete D because you wouldn't tell us the name. I thought you were just being one of those guys who were like, I'm not going to tell you the name because I don't want anybody to steal it. I thought you were just being a, like, tell us. I'm not going to tell anybody. Just tell us the name. But if the real reason was you wanted to see their face first, Why didn't you tell me that? Like, this whole time, I thought you were one of these people. Like, this is our day. Like, it's our little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I thought.
I want to make something very clear. I will be one of those people.
You have to tell us. Off
There's
the air.
No way.
We're never going to let it out,
I'm not
Erica.
Telling anyone. I'm also not pregnant.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I just got a text that I may never recover from.
I got a text.
I got a text. So my sister, my brother-in-law, and their five-month-old baby are coming to stay with us this weekend.
Mm.
Very exciting. I mean, I haven't met the baby. This is my niece. So
this is awesome.
It's very exciting.
You're having them stay at your house?
They're staying at our house with the baby.
Mm-hmm. What? Where are you putting the dog?
What kind of question is that?
Your dog is not exactly...
You saw him on that call. He was great. He barked.
I've also been on calls with you where I can't hear anything you're saying because your dog is barking constantly. Mm-hmm. And it seems real conducive to having a five-month-old in the house with your dog just like constantly.
He's mm-hmm. not that barky.
Well, he is, you've mentioned, bitey.
Only to me. Mm. But no, we're definitely not going to just leave him and
also,
baby Devin.
Also, smaller babies around.
Just a side note, does anybody know of any dogs amongst the group of us that pee on everything that they don't understand? Like, I don't know, a five-month-old? I think your dog is going
to
reek.
He hasn't peed on the couch in weeks. He peed on the floor last night.
Okay.
Because he wouldn't go outside because he didn't like the weather.
Right, right. And he's also a bit of, if you recall the old Play-Doh Magic Spaghetti Factory commercials, he's a bit of a pooper. He's a bit of a liquefied.
A bit under control.
Okay. Literally a day and a half ago, it was hot liquid smoke coming out of your dog. You were like, Dane Matthews.
I got a bad text. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's a bar, he's a hot bio barfer.
And he does drugs. He was in Colorado for like a day and he was
he's
on
a bad influence. You're going to bring, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but like,
he's
have you thought it through?
He's the cutest, sweetest dog in the
world. I think he's the cutest, sweetest dog as well.
He will be on a leash.
In your house?
If the baby is on the ground, he will not be on the ground. If baby's in my arms, he can be on the ground. Okay. That's not what the text was about.
I know. I'm just trying to set you up for the failure that you have coming.
I just got a text from my fiance.
Mm.
And it is a photo.
Oh boy.
And it is the pack and play. He set it up for my baby niece.
You have a pack and play with?
No, we borrowed it. We have a friend here who's. Okay. And we borrowed it from her. And he texted, today I learned how to set up a pack and play. Devin's bed is all set up. I could cry. My ovaries are going.
Yeah, I was going to say, it smells like ovary in here.
Yeah. Wow. Like, he got it already.
That is, oh man.
He does not have siblings, so he does not have like babies in his life other than mine. Well, my nieces and nephews.
Ma'am.
So like, that's even extra special.
Oh my God. Does he know what's coming to him when you get home?
Yeah, I wonder if this is a boy, actually.
Does that actually work? I'm going to try that. I'm going to put that on my dating profile.
I've set up the pack and play dozens of times. No, it does not.
Oh my God.
You're a dad. That's different.
Yeah. You.
He's about to be a married and uncle.
Once you become a dad, there's no luster left.
There
is. They're like, you did this to me. Like,
right. The thirst trap of holding a baby when you're not a dad.
Oh my gosh. Am I going to be like dying all weekend?
Yeah.
I've seen Dane, my fiance, hold babies before and it is like.
Well, I mean, we saw what happened on Instagram when you put up a photo of him holding the dog.
No, no. It was just the picture of him outside Casa Bonita that people were obsessed with him about.
I thought there was a lot of energy around. Wasn't there one where you guys were at a brewery and he's holding the dog?
Well, you said don't post it because your ovaries tingled.
For real. I got tingly in areas I didn't even know I had.
Yeah. So you understand.
I've been trying my best.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story that I don't even know if it's stupid. It's like a dramatic rescue out of a canal.
Ooh.
A canal? Okay. And I've got a story of a real dumb teen and something I think T-Hack's going to like.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
This story's out of Connecticut.
Mm.
I forgot where it was out of. Oh, it took me a minute.
So there it's was... not, but you...
yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
You guys got to do the upper, mid, east, whatever.
I think I'm just going to go ahead and tell the story.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. A We're teenager to your story. Is in quite a bit of trouble.
A teenager? Okay.
Yep. How did you know? Did I say anything about it?
Listen, sometimes the sound effects keep the show moving forward.
That's true. So a teenager's in a lot of trouble because he was in a car accident.
Oh.
The problem is he had four passengers with him.
Yay.
And he crashed his car going 110 miles per hour.
Oh, God. There's one other little detail. There was a 4-foot python in the car with them.
Buckled in?
After, I don't think so. After the car
accident. We go live now to the 4-foot python.
I'm a snake.
Yeah, but the python was just in an accident.
I'm a snake.
There we go. That's better.
I need medical attention. I'm a snake.
The python was taken to a veterinary clinic until the owner could come claim it.
Wait.
I don't know whose it was, but the four people in the car were taken to get medical attention.
So it was like a kidnap snake?
That's what I'm wondering.
Stand by. We're going back to the snake.
I'm a slithery snake. I was kidnapped. Where's my owner? I'm a snake. I don't have health insurance.
We don't have time for my story. My story's out of California.
So, like, I was going down the 405 and I got to the 17.
Okay. The emergency crews in Fresno.
Oh, that's actually not far from where I grew up.
Oh. Okay. They got a 911 call. Said there was a body trapped in fast moving water.
Help! There's like a body trapped in fast moving water.
You gotta believe it. Police and firefighters descended on the scene. They were ready for a rescue. Once they got down into the muckety muck of the stream, the canal, as it were, they found a blow up.
Oh.
Looks like a person.
Right.
I'm just a doll.
It was a doll with a very surprised look on her face.
Okay.
So surprised.
So there was nothing to be rescued. So the firefighters left deflated.
Bad.
They were all pumped up for a rescue.
Right.
They left a little blue.
Oh, Aaron.
No?
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
I'm a snake.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.